This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. Our guest this morning is Larry Nussbaum, Program Director for the Stewardship Partners, a nonprofit organization that helps private landowners preserve and restore the natural landscapes of Washington State. Larry is here to tell us about the Salmon Safe Farm Certification and Eco-Label Program to recognize farmers who apply fish-friendly farming practices focused on protecting habitat, water quality, and overall watershed health. Welcome, Larry.
Thanks for having me.
Would you like to begin by saying a few words about the Stewardship Partners?
Sure. Stewardship Partners is a nonprofit conservation organization focused specifically on private landowner stewardship. We work with private landowners to promote non-regulatory approaches to conservation and restoration, dealing with a number of environmental issues, from salmon habitat to wetlands issue to responsible development to sustainable practices in forestry and agriculture. We focus on incentive-based approaches, and these approaches are powerful tools to engage private landowners to do environmental work.
Why was the Salmon Safe campaign started?
Well, this is a campaign that came about as a result of our work with farmers to do habitat restoration projects. We have a targeted program where we work out in the Snoqualmie Valley, which is just on the outskirts of Seattle. And it's this incredible agricultural landscape, even though it's right up against the urban fringe of the city. And it provides open space and habitat. And it also serves as kind of the food shed, in a sense, for Seattle. And we started working with farmers to do on-the-ground habitat restoration projects, a lot of planting trees along the stream banks and wetlands restoration. And we thought, how can we recognize these farms for doing such a good job in protecting habitat and restoring habitat? Some of them were already certified organic, but they were really going above and beyond to protect the environment. And so we thought, how can we recognize these farmers? And from that, we came across this certification label that was already established in Oregon, and that's Salmon Safe. It was set up in Oregon in the late 1990s, and they've had quite a bit of success promoting salmon conservation and restoration and environmental practices with farmers across a variety of sectors. So we approached the Salmon Safe folks in Oregon and said, we want to bring this up to Washington, starting with these farms we're working with in the Snoqualmie Valley. And we see a real need to recognize farms for doing environmental work, specifically regarding water quality and habitat for salmon, which are one of our key environmental issues in this area.
Could you say more about the extent to which streams with salmon flow through or near farmland?
Yeah. Most of the productive salmon habitat in our area flows through the most productive farmland. It's these rich, fertile farmland valleys where these rivers flow through, and that's where you have a lot of the spawning habitat for salmon, as well as the rearing habitat, the places for young juvenile salmon to feed as juveniles before they grow up and get enough strength to make the journey out to sea. So with about 20% of salmon-bearing streams running along agricultural land, it's really important to engage farmers and agricultural landowners in salmon habitat protection and restoration projects.
How well are the salmon runs in these areas doing at present?
It's depending on, you know, which runs and which river streams, but in general, they're found to be about 10% of their historic runs. So they really are in decline, and that's resulted in specific salmon species, particularly the Puget Sound Chinook, being listed on the Endangered Species Act as a threatened species. And that's resulted in millions of dollars in government planning to figure out how to protect the species. But all that won't have an effect unless we figure out how to engage the private landowners that live and work and own land along these streams, unless we engage them in the process of restoration, which is why programs like Salmon Safe are so important to engage landowners, get them involved in these practices, and give them recognition.
What are some of the ways that farming puts salmon at risk?
Well, there's a number of things. Runoff from fields washes away the soil, so you have erosion that runs off fields that can silt up spawning beds where the salmon lay their eggs. You have chemicals that are used on farms that can wash into the waterways and put young salmon particularly at risk. You also have farming practices that can go right up to the banks of the stream, which can result in erosion of the stream banks and depletion of the riparian habitat or the riparian vegetation, the vegetation growth that is along the stream banks that shades the waterways and provides habitat structures in the stream. For example, large logs that fall over into the river that provide pools and holes for salmon to swim in and rear in and reproduce.
You've alluded to this already, but in your view, how well do market approaches such as eco-labels work in comparison with regulation in bringing about environmental protection?
Yeah, I think you need both these approaches. Regulations are obviously really important, but regulation is set up for the worst case actor. So it's a general cookie cutter approach. And in order to have effective regulation, you have to have effective enforcement. So that's kind of the first issue with regulation. And regulations also only go so far because they're really general and broad and, again, written for the worst case scenario. So they don't really work with landowners on a case-by-case basis to provide them with opportunities for how they can do specific restoration practices on their property or how they can improve their practices with the specific circumstances of their property. For example, take the issue of buffers, which are protected areas that are set up along the streams. A regulation will set a certain size buffer, say it's 100 to 200 feet along all salmon-bearing streams. So that's a real general criteria. However, if the farming practices that the landowner is employing is a really low, intensive, minimalist kind of approach, they can maybe get away with having smaller buffers because they're not going to have such a large impact on the land. And it's the same with forestry as well. You could have forest practices that are very intensive, large-scale clear cuts, maybe on steeper slopes, that will send soil down into the streams. Well, obviously, if you have that kind of situation where you have 50 to 100-foot clear cuts, you're going to need a really big buffer to buffer the waterways. Now, if you're doing a more kind of a lighter touch, single tree selection, where you really have a light touch on the landscape, and you have smaller size openings and a diversity of species, you maybe don't have to have such a large buffer along the stream because you're not going to have as big of an impact. And so that's an example where these kind of market-based approaches and these types of collaborative incentive-based approaches where you work with the landowners to build collaboration, to build trust, and work specifically with their circumstances, that's a case where these are really good tools to protect the environment.
And, of course, eco-labels is one of the market-based incentives. How effective do you think eco-labels have been overall up to now?
I think eco-labels are very effective. I don't think they're a silver bullet. They go along with other tools and incentives and programs to encourage stewardship with private landowners and with business. In certain sectors, they've been incredibly effective. Take the fair trade coffee label. That's had a major impact on coffee producers in third world countries around the globe. So I think they could be very effective tools. The power of the marketplace is really what speaks to businesses and speaks to their approach and their practices. I think that they are effective. Some have been around longer than others. There's some challenges with having them be well known and well recognized and branding the program. But I think that they are effective tools to influence how business does practices. You only need to look at the growth of the organic foods movement as the best example of how successful these eco-labels are. The growth of the organic foods movement and the natural foods movement in general is growing at 20 to 30% a year for the past 5 to 10 years. And that's great for all our small-scale local producers, but that's also having an influence on some of the larger-scale agricultural businesses. They're saying, hey, this is where the market's going. We need to tap into this market. Otherwise, we're going to lose our business.
Let's focus now on the Salmon Safe label that you're promoting. What is required for a farm to receive a Salmon Safe label for its products?
There is a number of categories that we look at in certifying a farm as Salmon Safe. They relate to protecting the stream corridors and the rivers by establishing buffers and riparian vegetation to shade the streams and provide for habitat structures. There are a number of criteria related to soil erosion and preventing soil erosion from open fields. And you could do that by things like cover cropping your field when they're not in production so that you don't have bare soil that can wash into the stream. looking at chemical use issues, using natural methods of weed and pest control in lieu of toxic chemicals. So really minimizing the amount of chemicals that you are using on the landscape and making sure that they don't get into the waterways. There are also criteria related to water conservation and water use. So making sure that you're using water efficiently to leave enough water in the streams for salmon to survive. There's also a number of criteria related to just general habitat and biodiversity on the farm landscape. So the Salmon Safe label itself is really focused on salmon and the aquatic species, but it really is beyond that. Salmon is kind of the indicator of overall ecosystem health and watershed health. So salmon is sort of the symbol we're rallying around, but it really is about water quality and habitat and watershed health. So it's more of a holistic environmental label with the salmon as the symbol that's so important to people in our region.
I'm Diane Horn, and we are speaking with Larry Nussbaum, Program Director for the Stewardship Partners. Our topic is the Salmon Safe Farm Certification and Ecolabel Program. What is the minimum standard that needs to be met to receive a Salmon Safe label? Obviously, not every farm is absolutely perfect.
That's right. Well, there's a set of six categories to become Salmon Safe certified, and I've described some of them. And there's a scoring system. So within each of these categories, you have to have a net positive score when you add up all the criteria. So under these six categories, there's several criteria that you look at. And again, the categories are chemical use, soil erosion, water efficiency, biodiversity practices, and protection of riparian areas and stream corridors. And so overall, you need to have a positive score in each of these areas. Now, these practices are really basic best management practices. I mean, really, these are good farming practices. And lots of the farms we're working with are already doing a lot of these practices. And what we do is we go in and we do an independent assessment. We have several auditors that we contract out to do the on-site inspection to inspect the farm according to our guidelines. And that inspection will result in specific recommendations for how the farm can improve their practices in these various categories. So while there are these minimal criteria for getting involved, it really is about continual improvement. It's about engaging these landowners, working collaboratively with them to get them the resources to make improvements on their property. So while many of these farms already have these practices, they are making continual improvements as a result of the program. And some farms are making very significant improvements to get into the program. An example that I'd like to bring up is Wilcox Farms, which is one of our largest Salmon Safe certified farms to date. Here's an example of a fourth generation family farm, a dairy and egg production farm, that is looking at the future. They're looking at the market. They're looking at the changing perception of agriculture. They're looking at the new findings about the way to do agriculture in an environmentally sensitive way. And they're saying, this is the future. We need to adapt and make a change to do this. And so they saw the Salmon Safe label as one of the first steps for them to move along that path. They're going organic. They're going free range with their eggs. They're really looking at all these ways to tap into the natural foods market. And it meets their company philosophy and their family commitment. They've been on the land for almost 100 years. So in order to get the Salmon Safe label, they made significant changes. They set up a buffer along their streams and are doing a planting project to plant native vegetation along the streams. They've also eliminated their chemical use on their property with an eye towards being Salmon Safe. Now, they're looking to go organic, but they really took that first step to get the Salmon Safe label. And they're also doing a really good job of managing their manure that they produce on their property. They've actually found some off-site uses for their manure to limit the amount that piles up on their land. So that's an example of a farm making significant commitments to becoming Salmon Safe and making improvements on the ground.
What is done to ensure that Salmon Safe practices are maintained over time?
We do annual audits of the operations, and the certification itself is a 3-year certification program. So they're recertified every 3 years. But we do annual audits where we go out and visit the farm and check up on them. And again, it really is about a collaborative relationship where we're working with these farms to help them get the resources to improve their practices. So it really is about a relationship. There's a lot of trust and collaboration and mutual support to get them in the program and keep them in the program.
In cases where farms may have failed to become certified, what have been some of the reasons?
One of the biggest issues that's prevented farms from being certified, and there have been several farms that have gone through the process and haven't passed the certification. One of the biggest issues is the chemical use. As part of the Salmon Safe guidelines, there's a set of chemicals. There's about 30 or so chemicals that have been identified by the EPA, by the Washington Toxics Coalition, and others as being particularly harmful to salmon and aquatic organisms. And so when a farm is using those chemicals in really large quantities, it becomes really difficult for us to certify them in the program. Now, there are some exceptions that we may make in really extreme circumstances where maybe they have some invasive outbreak or a real targeted problem that they need to, you know, do something major about. But for the most part, if you're using the chemicals on this do not use list, we can't certify you as salmon safe. So that's been a big issue. Even if you're doing other good practices, you know, we've had cases where these farms are planting their stream banks and they have really large scale buffers, but they're still using these chemicals that are known to be hazardous to salmon. So it wouldn't make sense for them to be salmon safe.
How does the Salmon Safe label help the farmers?
Well, it provides them recognition in the marketplace. It's a way for them to distinguish their products from other folks' products. And the farms we work with are of different size and scale. We work with a lot of small-scale farmers. Some of them are certified organic also. Some of them have organic practices for all practical purposes but have chosen not to go through the organic certification program. Lots of these farms do direct marketing. They sell to farmers markets. They sell through community-supported agriculture programs or CSA programs where customers can subscribe to a box of produce every week or biweekly or once a month. And they also sell sometimes directly through their farm stands. So this Salmon Safe label is a way for these farms to tell their story. They're local. Salmon is kind of a local icon, so it really helps tell the local story, and it helps tell about their environmental commitment. If they're organic certified, it tells that they are above and beyond organic and are really committed to the overall ecosystem and watershed health. If they're not organic, this is a way for them to tell that story without the organic label, which has become the thing that people look for. So it provides an opportunity for folks to market themselves in those kind of direct market settings. And consumers respond to that, especially in the Seattle area market with the growth of the farmers markets and the CSAs. People respond to that. Now, we're also working with retailers for our farmers that do retail marketing to promote their products in the stores. So our main retail partner to date has been PCC Natural Markets, the largest natural foods market in Seattle. And so we've done a campaign with them. We started last fall with a small campaign, and this fall we did a larger campaign. We had the products labeled in the store, and we've done some marketing and promotions in association with that. So the Salmon Safe label provides these farmers an opportunity to market themselves and distinguish themselves. It also provides them the recognition. We've gotten a lot of media coverage of the program, articles in the local papers and the Seattle PI. There's an article in the LA Times last Saturday, been some TV coverage. So this is an opportunity for these farms to get some recognition and get some promotion. They get signage that they could put up on their farm stand. So there's a number of benefits that these farms get, in addition to getting an independent audit of their operation. So beyond just the marketing benefits, this is a way for them to get an assessment of how their practices measure up to a set of guidelines for protecting water quality and habitat.
How expensive is it for a farm to get a Salmon Safe label?
To date, it's been free. So we've been paying for the certification program with grant funding as a way to get this out there, to promote local farms, and to encourage farmers to get involved in salmon recovery practices. We don't think we're going to be able to keep that up for forever. You know, once the program gets established and we really can demonstrate the market benefits, we think that people will be willing to pay the cost to go through the certification program. And in fact, several farms already have. You know, we've offered kind of the subsidized fee, and some farms a little bit larger, maybe a little bit better off, have expressed a willingness to help pay for the costs of certification as a support of the program in general.
How wide a geographical area does the Salmon Safe campaign cover at present in Washington State?
Right now, it really is a Puget Sound-wide effort. again, we started in the Snoqualmie Valley just outside Seattle. And with the success there, we've expanded to other watersheds up in the Skagit, over on the Olympic Peninsula, down in the Olympia area, in the Nisqually watershed, along Hood Canal. So really, it's been a Puget Sound-wide effort. However, there are several farms over on the eastern side of the state that are now interested in the program. So we're starting to do some outreach to those farmers on the east side of the state. And one of the biggest efforts that we're engaged in on the east side is with the vineyards and wineries over there. And so actually, in about a month's time, we're going to make a big announcement about wines that are coming on board as Salmon Safe certified. We'll have about a couple of dozen wineries that are going to be carrying the label. We have two wineries right now in the Puget Sound area. And so now, you know, a bunch of other wineries on the east side of the state in the Yakima and Columbia Valley and in Walla Walla are going to be carrying the label. And that provides a great opportunity for us to promote the program as well, with the wine, pairing wines with food and doing kind of food and wine events as promotions for the program.
What kind of response overall are you getting from farmers? It sounds as though a number are quite interested. Are you finding any who have no interest?
We are. I mean, everybody's interested in the program and knowing about the program and what it is. Not every farm sees the benefit. You know, some folks have their marketing down and they maybe are already have a certified label, or they have a set market outlet. But most of the farms we find are interested in the program. We find that it depends when you approach them. When you approach farmers in the middle of their busy growing season in the summer, they really don't have time to think about anything because they're working the land and they're working the farmers markets, or they're trying to get their product to market or deliver it to the restaurants. But we find when we get to talk to farmers kind of in the off season, when they're a little bit more relaxed, they really see the benefit of the program and why it makes sense. And it's not for everyone. And, you know, we're really open and honest about that. Here's a program and we think it can provide some benefits to local growers, and if you think you might be interested, you know, we'd welcome your participation. But if not, we're still interested in maybe providing some other tools and helping farmers out in other ways beyond the Salmon Safe program. You know, it's one tool in a whole toolbox of programs that can help farmers survive economically as a sustainable farming operation and contribute to habitat restoration.
How many farms and how much acreage are currently certified by the Salmon Safe program?
Yeah, so as of now, we've got 30 farms certified. And it's about 6,000 acres of farmland.
And what are the products that are represented by Salmon Safe labels that consumers might be able to find?
Yeah, we have a veritable basket of Salmon Safe products, including apples and wine and produce and berries, dairy, eggs. So there's a variety of products that are available and more coming online.
And you've mentioned this earlier, but could you just highlight where people might be able to find the products?
Again, our main retail partner has been PCC Natural Markets. However, some of our Salmon Safe certified farms sell their products far and wide. Wilcox Eggs sells their Salmon Safe certified Omega eggs and organic eggs to Trader Joe's and Costco and Hagen Top Foods and a number of other markets. And they will be increasingly labeling those products with the Salmon Safe label. Snoqualmie River Ranch Herbs is an operation that people might be familiar with. They sell those packaged herbs in the plastic clamshell cases, and you find those in markets all over the Northwest. Next year, we're working with some other grocers to do in-store promotions with Whole Foods and Metropolitan Markets are two markets that you'll see the label there. Also, you'll start to see the label more and more at local farmers markets, because we're working with a lot of small producers that do the direct marketing and are coming involved in the program. And so you'll see it more and more at local farmers markets and through local CSA programs directly from the farmer.
What kind of response are you getting from consumers to Salmon Safe products?
The feedback we're getting is that consumers are really interested in these kind of programs in general. And a lot of what we're doing is marketing to sort of the high-end consumer, the folks that are really interested in this kind of stuff. And those folks are responsive. We're getting feedback from our farms that they're getting positive response from consumers at the farmers markets. We've gotten feedback from the folks at PCC Natural Markets that their consumers are interested and think it's a great program and a great way to support local farms, and especially local farms that are adopting environmental practices and doing restoration work. So we're getting a lot of positive feedback. There is some confusion, I think, in the label at first when people hear about it. And Salmon Safe, what does that mean? Is that about salmon? Does that mean we can buy salmon now? I thought we were supposed to buy wild salmon. Now we're just going to buy. So you have to explain that it's about farming and farm practices. And once you explain that to people and get the message out, they really respond and they get it.
How are you judging whether your campaign is successful? What's your criteria of success?
Well, we're looking at the response that our farmers are getting from their customers. We're looking at increased sales of Salmon Safe products during a specific campaign, like the campaign at PCC Natural Markets. And what we're finding and what they found in the Oregon program, too, is that the sale of Salmon Safe products tend to increase from 15 to 20% during a targeted promotion campaign. So that's one way to measure. And then we're also looking at the impacts that it's having on the ground. So we're looking at our Salmon Safe farms that are involved in the program and looking at their practices. Number of stream miles planted with trees from our Salmon Safe farms. And we can really do that in the Snoqualmie Valley, where we have a targeted program working with a dozen or so farmers to do restoration projects. And so we could look and we could say, on our Salmon Safe farms in the Snoqualmie Valley, we are restoring 4 miles of stream bank, 2 acres of wetlands. We're implementing new practices. We are helping a farmer build a compost facility. So we could really look at the on-the-ground impacts of the program, as well as the marketing benefits to farmers. And that's really what these programs are set up to do, to provide both benefits to the farmers to keep their farm operation viable economically, and also have a big impact on the ground with the ecosystem.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
If there's one message I could leave your listeners with, it's the importance of supporting local agriculture and supporting local farming. And beyond that, supporting local farmers that go above and beyond the call of duty to protect habitat and restore habitat and protect water quality and adopt these environmental practices. Local agriculture is so important. We have about 20% of the Puget Sound region that's still in agriculture. And this farmland provides for open space, it provides for habitat, and it also provides a rich variety of food that enhances our quality of life in the Puget Sound area. We've got one of the richest food areas in the world. And part of that's because of our productive waterways and the seafood that comes from them. And a part of that is because of our productive farm landscape and all the products that we're able to grow. And so it's so important for so many reasons to support local farmers, support them doing environmental work by looking for labels such as Salmon Safe, by joining a CSA program or shopping at the farmers markets. And that really goes a long way with keeping the agricultural landscape viable. If farmers can't survive and they don't have access to local markets and they aren't getting supported by the local folks, it's going to be really hard for them to keep their farmland. And farmland is really threatened by development as the alternative. And we all know that all the impacts that come from converting farmland to development. So it's really important to support local farmers, look for the Salmon Safe label and other similar labels that let you know that these farmers are doing a good job and going above and beyond to provide you local food, but also protect the environment.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Larry.
Thanks for having me.
We have just been speaking with Larry Nussbaum, Program Director for Stewardship Partners. For more information, call Stewardship Partners at area code 206-292-9875. Again, that's 206-292-9875. Or check on the web at www.stewardshippartners.org. The Sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters program you have just heard will be on the streaming archive section of KEXP's website at kexp.org for the next 14 days. In addition, selected sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts. Go to kexp.org, click on Podcasting, and scroll down to Mind Over Matters Sustainability segment. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the Sustainability segment again next week.